dictation for Martin Larson, L-A-R-S-O-N, February 2865, addressed as a letter to Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw, VA, a follow-up for Mr. Larson with progressive advanced renal failure by grant of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension last visit a month ago. Comes in person, very fatigued, tired, weight around 363, few pounds down from last visit, worsening edema, supposed to doing low salt, appetite is down to 2 meals a day, so this is mostly fluid, frequent nausea and vomiting, no bleeding, denies abdominal discomfort, there is some constipation, no bleeding, it has frequency, urgency, dysuria, incontinence, nocturia every 2 hours, stop and go, no gross infection. Apparently, wife has seen some blood in the underwear. There is also increased dyspnea at rest and or activity. Uses oxygen 2 liters at night. Denied chest pain palpitation syncope. Does have inhalers. Cough, clear sputum, no bleeding. There is orthopnea, no PND, no sleep apnea. Next paragraph, medication list review. Short long-acting insulin, inhalers, nitrates, beta blockers, Demadex, hydralazine. Off the Norvasc just a few days ago. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, pressing weight. 363, blood pressure 160/58 on the left side. Right brachial AV fistula. No Stilling syndrome, morbid obesity. Lungs are clear, distant. No gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap. Tympanic abdomen, no gross ascites, 4+ edema below the knees, normal speech, non-focal but weak. Next paragraph, February, creatinine 3.8, progressive over time, present GFR 17, low sodium 130, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 22, low albumin 3.4, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus not elevated, anemia 10. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, progressive, approaching dialysis. Early symptoms of uremia, uncontrolled anasarca, right-sided AV fistula, already placed 6-7 months ago, appears moderate size, no Stilling syndrome. Next number, edema, discontinued Norvasc. already very high dose of Demodex, 100 milligrams, maximal dose hydralazine, high dose beta blockers, likely starting dialysis in the near future. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, low sodium concentration, combination of renal failure and CHF. Next number, mild metabolic acidosis. Next number, normal potassium. Next number, phosphorus not elevated. Some of these from decreased oral intake. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen at night. He was tested before for sleep apnea, and apparently that was negative. However, his body size and small throat opening, very suspicious for high risk for sleep apnea. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, severe symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. He has prior cystoscopy apparently negative within the last couple of years through the VA system. I don't have records of this. Next paragraph, comments. I think we will have to start dialysis soon because of inability to control volume overload, hypertension, and already early symptoms of uremia with decreased appetite and nausea, vomiting. We'll see what the new chemistry shows from tomorrow. He will do weekly blood tests. We will try to obtain the prior urologist cystoscopy, prior imaging, normal size kidneys typical for diabetic nephropathy. At that time, there was no hydronephrosis. There was large urine output. Excuse me, there was large urine residual, and that needs to be assessed. Next number, severe diastolic dysfunction with a component of right ventricular systolic dysfunction a year ago. All this should discuss at length with the patient. Coordination, as indicated above, we need to update on bladder ultrasound, echocardiogram, and decide on dialysis on the next couple of days. End of dictation.